Welcome back. Happy to welcome back to the program. Paul Gorman, president of the South Shore YMCA, is here to talk about a whole host of events happening 2024 at the Y. Immediately coming up, of course, is the Taste of the South Shore, their annual fundraiser. We've got summer programs to talk about as well, and some free stuff for the community. So, Paul, great to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, Joe. It's been a number of years.
It's been a while since you and I have chatted, yeah. but I love talking about the Y because it really, it makes me think of summer.
Yeah.
You know, it makes me think of recreation and some downtime.
Yep.
Not at the Y, certainly, right. But for most folks experiencing the activities that the Y has to offer. How are things going, first of all, before we talk about
things
those?
Are going great. Yep. We've completely rebounded since COVID, and we've even surpassed in a lot of numbers, especially
really?
Membership, too.
Wow.
So
I think it was 10,000 before, right around there, is that right?
For our membership here,
yeah.
It was close to like 15,000 members.
Wow.
We're right around 16, almost 17,000 members, so.
Just Quincy?
Just Quincy.
Wow.
Yeah, you know,
okay.
It's like a small, it's bigger than the town I live in.
So. Well, that's great news,
yeah.
Then. That's
yeah.
Great news. Are there any lingering precautions or nothing?
No, yeah. No. You know, we still are looking for a few more preschool teachers,
oh, okay.
But like everybody else yeah. In the state or around the country. But other than that, things have gone really well.
That's super. What is your capacity, would you say, in Quincy?
Hard to say because it kind of self-balances. We certainly have peak times. You know, you have the early morning group and then a lot of seniors in the middle of the day, then after school, the teens and young
sure.
kids, and then
yeah.
young professionals scatter throughout the day because so I am work from home.
Right, yes.
But so this Y is busy pretty much all day long, consistency. Where a lot of Y's, especially as you get in the suburbs, in the middle of the day, it kind of dies down a little bit, then
sure.
it picks back up.
Yeah, not here though.
No,
not
no.
in Quincy. How old is the South Shore Y now?
So the South Shore Y itself, I think we're, 127 years
okay.
old here, and started in Quincy.
Yeah.
And, you know, this Y is now 10 years old.
Is that
a
right?
New building, yeah.
Okay.
Right here.
Now it's called the Hale family.
Correct.
YMCA,
yep.
Right,
yep.
From the Hale family.
Hale family, Rob and Karen, and their family.
Sure.
Yeah.
But South Shore Y also encompasses the Emelson branch.
Yeah, it encompasses Germantown Neighborhood
oh,
Center,
okay.
our food pantry, which is still in high demand okay. after COVID. Really hasn't dwindled much, and we have about 70 kids there after school every day,
wow.
and so in some other programs, and then the Emelson YMCA, which encompasses the Lars Center for the Arts, the outdoor pool complex, which was just completed this year, Early Learning Center and Gymnastics Center, which is all in separate building from the Emelson Y, and farm. And they have a day camp there as well. And then the Science Social and Natural Science Center in Norwell. We're just in the middle of building an Early Learning Center there. So that'll be done by the fall. And then, of course, a resident camp down in Sandwich.
Okay. Wow,
so boys and girls resident camps.
Yeah, so really you encompass a good chunk of the South Shore.
Yeah, yeah, we have deep impact on the South Shore.
It would be appropriate to comment on the passing of Herb Emelson, right?
Yeah, such a great friend for the years that I've been here. I actually knew about Herb when I first started my YMCA career in the middle 90s. Mm. His best friend was gentleman Nelson Burbank, who donated a lot of money for us to develop a Y up in Reading,
oh.
and he used to talk about his best friend Herb. So that's how I first met Herb. So I've known Herb for a long, long time. But great friend and mentor, donor to the Y.
Sure.
So he'll be sorely missed.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure he was really proud to see the expansion that took place under his name.
He was.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. He was in the investment management business,
right.
So he saw this as a great investment with a great return.
Yes.
As far as investment in people and,
yes.
and to see that return of all the folks that and families that come here every day.
Yeah, true philanthropy.
And he not only gave down here, he gave to this Y up here, to this,
is that right?
To the new Y, and Germantown, consistently with Germantown. So he, growing up in Quincy, he had a lot of connections still to the city.
Certainly, yeah. Is there going to be any kind of a commemoration or plaque or something of that nature?
So with, which was nice. We did it before he passed away.
Oh, very good.
You know, with the naming of the building.
Yeah.
The Lahr Center for the Arts is named after his daughter.
Oh, okay.
So, so we've done that. And,
nice.
And his name is a couple other places at our camps and over at the Science Center as well. So,
his legacy will live on.
Yes,
You're gearing up for a very busy year, as I mentioned. Maybe we should start with just the small event,
right?
The Healthy Kids Day event.
Yeah, the Healthy, which is hundreds of kids.
It's not so small, yeah.
We take over here, and, you know, it's just a one-day kind of taste of keeping kids healthy with just certain programs. We have a number of vendors, introduce people to the Y and the Y programs, you know, really encouraging. You know, a healthy lifestyle, whether it's through our programs or camps or just a healthy lifestyle in total for families.
Yeah, it's Saturday, April 20th from 10 to 2. Food fun games, touch a truck stuff like that.
Yeah. So it's definitely a fun day and very well attended.
Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of kids.
So open to anybody, right?
Yes.
Stop on by.
Absolutely stop by.
Learn about the Y programs too. And then about summer camp.
Summer camp.
Yeah,
summer
what's camp. Going on with summer camp?
Yeah,
this year?
Summer camp's always been strong for us here in Quincy. And, you know, if you can remember in the old building, we used to have summer camp out in the field next to it. Well, that's where we built the new Y.
We
lost that field. And over a number of years, we partnered with Eastern Nazarene College and transported kids back and forth to the Y for swimming and other programs. And that gets a little complicated with transportation and you know, with their summer programs as well.
Right. And time,
And the time, and now they're working to support new immigrants in the short term there. So it becomes a crowded campus. So we've partnered now with Quincy High School right across the street to utilize some of their space. Mm-hmm. And now it's more like a campus for us.
Oh.
Kids go back and forth across the street and utilize the Y and some space at Quincy. So.
Oh, very good. Okay. Registration underway?
It is now. And, you know, we're well ahead of where we were last
year.
You know, since COVID, camps have really taken off, not only for our Ys, but across the country. You know, it's spurred by, you know, it's one of the programs that opened up because it was outdoors to folks. And it really encouraged those outdoor activities. So camps have been very, very popular for us. And with the popularity has come increased need for camp scholarships, which is also increased. And no one's ever turned away. We work with the Quincy schools. Any kids or families that need that help, they reach out to us as well as, you know, folks can just walk into the Y and ask for help and support to get their kids into camp.
Okay. And to that end, free swimming lessons for a lot of young kids.
Right? Yeah, we started a program, I think it was last year, especially for second graders here in Quincy.
Yeah.
And a number of elementary schools have taken advantage of it. And it's during the school day, so the kids get bussed over and they have free swim lessons to get the kids water safe and learn how to swim. So important for our youth. We're coming up to the seasons now, especially early on June, July. If it gets warm out before lifeguards are some of the beaches, that there's always some tragedy young kids wandering too close to the water, getting into trouble, and unfortunately some drown.
Yes.
So we're really working hard to get kids water safe. We've been very fortunate where a lot of the beaches have struggled to get lifeguards. Mm-hmm. We train the lifeguards, so we're able to retain a lot of lifeguards. We train them for the beaches and the public beaches as well.
Yes.
So we have a lot of water. We have two pools here, indoor pools here, two down in Hamilton, two big outdoor pools, and our ponds down at our campers in Hayward on the Cape. So we have a lot of water, a lot of need for lifeguards. So we're always training, and safety's top priority for
us. So, and there are scholarships available for
absolutely.
For second graders?
There's scholarships for all of our programs and membership, including child care, camps. So no one's turned away. We give away almost $3 million a year of funds that we raise to make sure no one's turned away.
So who can partake of the summer camp programs, Paul?
So those are for anyone.
Okay.
You know, young children from, I think, the age of around kindergarten, school age, Once they get a little bit older, they become counselors in training or employed by us as counselors, and a lot of them stay on through that. And it's a great a part-time job for high school kids and then college kids. And some stay, you know, within the Y program. We hire them afterwards. So we're one of the largest employer of teens on the South Shore. We probably hire about almost 400 teens throughout, you know, all the way down to the Cape for the summer. So a lot of them, this is their first job ever.
And it makes it a lasting impression, I'm sure,
you know,
into the future as well. So is there a deadline to sign up for your summer? I know they fill up quickly.
They fill up quickly, so that it's filling up now.
Okay.
The registration's been open now for about a month or so. They go right on the website and sign in or just stop in.
Okay. As I mentioned, is it your biggest fundraiser of the year, the Taste of the South Shore?
Yeah. You know, we used to have three or four big fundraisers, and it just seemed like we were doing events all the time. And you get to meet folks for that short evening. And what we've done is condensed it down to two, the Taste of the South Shore and our golf tournament, which is down in Plymouth every year at Pine Hills. And the rest of the time is about meeting folks, you know, engaging with them, developing relationships instead of just that one time hit of asking them to come and meet them that night. But we've been very successful of doing that, developing stronger, long-lasting relationships. But celebrating and they bring others to these events to show them what the Y is and help we get new donors out of that.
Yeah, they're very proud of that partnership, I'm sure.
So
the Taste is going to be a little different this year, though, right?
It is. Yeah. The nice thing about the Taste, a lot of not-for-profits have big special events. Mostly they're galas, and you mingle for a little bit, and then you sit at a table for a long period of time, and there's a whole long program. And we wanted to do something a little bit different. So the Taste is really a lot more casual.
Yes.
And it's been over in Lombardo's for many, many years, and Lombardo's was just sold.
I know. Yeah.
And so we were thinking, where's the next venue? And we have a big, beautiful YMCA with a great field house here at the Hale YMCA in Quincy, and decided to have it there with a sports theme. And the Mary Orne, her development team, and all the volunteers, Rob and Karen Hale, are co-chairs of this, along with all the chefs, came up with this idea of the sports theme, of which Dave Lombardo is going to be one of the MCs with Bob Halloran, who used to be with Channel 5 Sports.
Yeah.
And there'll be kind of sports reporters during the evening.
Okay.
All the chefs will be wearing baseball shirts with their names on
it. Of their favorite team, probably.
Yeah. All the restaurants, instead of just having plain tables, we're building concession stands that you would see at a baseball game or a basketball game, you know, at the Garden or Fenway Park.
Okay.
So it's going to be really neat. Again, nice and casual. Hopefully we're getting some sports celebrities there
well
to kind of mingle
with
folks.
Can you drop some names?
Not yet.
Not yet.
You know, it's working hard on some of those folks, but it's casual, it's fun. We're able to get, you know, sometimes the galas are kind of the older crowd in the galas. This gets a lot of the young professionals because it is casual and calm and to really enjoy themselves and plenty to eat and drink. We have a lot of breweries there as well, so it is a very fun night. And you know, if people buy their tickets ahead of time by April 15th, it's $125. After that, it's $150.
Okay.
And I know it's a little bit, you know, the tickets are a little bit up there, but this is a fundraiser. We have other activities for everyone, but this is really to raise funds to help, you know, those families and kids that need support, you know, to get into our program.
Well, as you mentioned, you give away $3 million.
Yeah,
so,
we have to get it somewhere.
Come from somewhere, right? Exactly. Folks are seeing there, it's May 8th, 6 p.m., right at the Y here in Quincy, and there's the website there to sign up. So how does the evening kind of run, Paul?
So we actually have a little program before for our major donors, the President's Club.
I
so
see.
These are donors who give at least $10,000 a year. And so we get together and to really, again, deepen that relationship and hopefully entice others to get up to that level. And then the program starts, everything opens up at 6 o'clock, and we have a group, the Smoking Jackets, who play at Alba down in Norwell all the time.
Oh, okay.
Actually, Alba is sponsoring them to be there that evening.
So live music.
Yeah, live music, and as folks are walking around, as this is a casual, it's a short program.
Okay.
You know,
right.
we just have this video of one family in need and where we've really helped out. I might say a couple words, and
then the eating begins.
And yeah, and doesn't stop.
Well, and conveniently, you have the run track that encompasses
yeah,
the field house, so you can
walk
it
off
your calories, or maybe kick a ball around in the field.
Yeah, right. So we'll have some of those games going on.
Oh, you will.
Yeah, we have plenty of room there.
So all right, so something brand new this year.
Yeah,
then. So it sounds
very
like
very exciting.
Fun.
Yeah.
Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
No, I think that's it. You know, hopefully a little bit more news here in another month or so I think will be an enhancement here in Quincy to our Y. So I look forward to come back and chat a little bit about that.
Yeah, we'd love to have you anytime. Yeah. It's absolutely great to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you again.
You are welcome.